Rabbit and the Tar Baby. In 1100 and full of fleas, when dey raise such a crop of goober peas, de creatures was all des as chummy as you please. Dey raced and dey wrastled, dey jumped and dey played, and dere wasn't nothing tall for to make 'em 'fraid. Dey had de parties, both dar and here, wid May pop puddin' and simmon beer. And de way dey keep de 4th of July's was in eatin' goobers and fresh tater pies. And dere wasn't no doubt, and no perhaps, dat dey helped one another out wid de craps. And dey had de frolics in de fall, when dey scorted Miss Meadows to de ball, wid sashay ladies and balance all. Dey had mighty little for to set 'em back, good health and good craps, but what dey lack was good clean water when de branch run dry, 'cause de river was muddy when low or high. Dey moughta got a well by selling corn, but de man what dug them ain't been born. So dey rocked along from day to day, and hoed de corn and saved de hay. When de sun helt its own up in de sky, and de long drought come and de branch run dry, Mr. Fox and Mr. Wolf looked like dey'd die, and all de creatures was in de same fix, ceppin' old Brer Rabbit wid his irritatin' tricks. He went his way and he had his fun, if de branch was dry or if it run. He loped along wid his lippity clips, a wigglin' his nose and a workin' his lips. And his mornin' drink was allers new, it was sweet gum sap and honey dew. De kind what you find in de heart of a flower, or de poplar leaf, if you'll wait for de hour, and watch for de moonshine's sweetenin' shower. But de other creatures ain't cotched de knack, dey was dull as walkin' to mill and back. Dey never took notice how de birds can sing, how de black bees zoons when he's on de wing, how de stars swing round, how de flowers smell, and dey dodge from thunder with well, well, well. Dey wished mighty strong dat de can'ts was coulds, twill de day Mr. Fox got back from de woods. He come back, he did, and says he, "By jing, you can believe me or not, but I done found de spring, and I feel like cutting de pigeon wing, and it runs so clean and it runs so clear that it do like it's whispering in your ear. Wid its goo-goo-goody and its goo-goo-good, it's way over yonder in de chickapink wood." And the creatures all, dey was happy mon. Dey trot and dey gollop and then dey run. With a tippy tip and a long time swing, to where dey can see the googlin' spring. Well, the spring was dar at the head of the dreen, where the Kalamas shuck its flags a-green. And the cattails tried fur to make a screen. The creatures all laugh and then dey squeal, and dey hopped all round on toe and heel. Brer Rabbit, he asks, "What's de hullabaloo?" And dey answer back, "It's a spring for true." Den old Brer Rabbit took another chaw, his tobacco, and he work his jaw, and sniff de air and shet his eyes, and fling back his head and look mighty wise. Now de spring had been dar since de flood, but one fine mornin' 'twas fuller mud, and old Brer Rabbit, he chawed his cud. And atter dat, 'twarn't never clear, and der warn't no google for de creatures to hear. 'Twas mud in de mornin' and mud at night, 'tain't no use er talkin', dat mud was a sight. Mr. Fox, as de finder, watched over de spring, and he tried to diskiver what kinder thing was a stirrin' up mud before night and day, and he watch and he wait twill he had his way. And one fine mornin' he found some tracks, and he shook his head, "I'm tellin' you the facts," and he went off and got him some shoemaker's wax, and pitch and rosin and din and dour, he mold him a baby out er de tar, with leg and body and head and hand, and it looked like it settin' dar playin' in de sand. And he hide hisself whar he can see whomsoever gwine to happen to de tar baby. De tar baby, oh, de tar baby, oh, and then he hide and lay mighty low. Brer Rabbit, he skipped long at last, he skipped sort of slow, then he skipped kind of fast,
Cause he used de spring as a lookin' glass, an' he seed de Tar Baby sittin' dar. "Good mawnin', suh, an' how's yo' ma? An' how does yo' copperosity seem ter sagashuate?" says he. "An' where's yo' manners? You mus' be deaf. You'll hear if I hit you, an' you lose yo' breff." Brer Rabbit, he wait, wid, "To be sho', Tar Baby say nothin'. Mr. Fox lay low. "You better tell me, honey. You better make yo' bow. No trouble to show you if you dunner how. Maybe you is keen fer to get in a row. Good mawnin', dis mawnin' I'll ax you once mo'." Tar Baby say nothin'. Mr. Fox lay low. Brer Rabbit, he stomp his foot on de ground. "You a mighty stuck up, but I'll fetch you down. You see dis hand? Well, I'll hit you a blip that'll split you open from hat to hip. What in you, man, and whar did you grow?" Tar Baby say nothing. Mr. Fox lay low. Brer Rabbit made a pass at him fer de luck, and he hauled off and hit him in de eye, kerchuck, and tried to jump away, but de hand done stuck. "Turn me loose, you villain, or I'll hit you again. I'll give you a jolt that'll cave you in." Brer Rabbit drawed back. "I'll try you for pluck," and biffed him again, and t'other hand stuck. "You see dis foot? I'll give you a kick that'll land you down yonder close to old Nick. Just turn me loose and I'll let you go." Tar Baby say nothing. Mr. Fox lay low. Brer Rabbit hit the ground with his foot and say, "You be sorry you pestered with me this day. So just turn me loose and go on away." Then he up with his foot and kicked him, blam! I'll show you des who I am. But the foot done stuck. "Will you let me go?" Tar Baby say nothing. Mr. Fox lay low. Den Brer Rabbit feel like he bout to get vexed, cause he spect every minute would be the next, and he monstrous sorry that it was so. Tar Baby say nothing. Mr. Fox lay low. Well, the other foot stuck, and atter dat, Brer Rabbit, he grin like a chessy cat. "If you don't turn me loose, I'll butt you flat. I'll scatter your brains, I'll ruin you show." Tar Baby say nothing. Mr. Fox lay low. Brer Rabbit, he butted as hard as he could, and his head it stuck, let him do what he would, and the Tar Baby held him hard and fast. And it looked like his time done come at last. Mr. Fox sauntered out from his hiding place with a blood-red smile running across his face. He scraped his foot, and then he bow. He licked his chops, and then he low, "How-de-do, Brer Rabbit, how you feel no-how?" With a throbbing heart and a shaking knee, Brer Rabbit was scared as scared could be. "You are mighty stuck up," Mr. Fox, he say, "and I'm surprised to see it at this time of day." He walked around. "Here's a goober shell. I can scarcely believe it. Well, well, well." He pulled off his coat and rolled up his sleeves. "Now I gwine to show you just what I believes." And he grinned again, the grin that was red, and he opened his mouth fer to let it spread, twell he show all the tushes in his head. He grabbed Brer Rabbit by the leg, and you ought to hear that creature beg. "Mr. Fox," he say, "what I'm going to do is to pay you before for the old and the new. Oh, you needn't to talk, I know you're nice. But you fool me once, and you fool me twice. You steal my goobers, and then you fling a whole pile of mud right in that spring. But I got you now, and your hide I'll stretch. I'll larn you something, you trifling wretch. I'll give you the old-time buckra tetch. I'll skin you alive, I'll drown you dead. I'll break your neck, I'll crack your head. I'll wallop you twill I make you think I'm the patteroller, you wall-eyed slink." Brer Rabbit sniffle, and then he say, "I know mighty well you have your way. You may drown me, sir, if it's your desires, but please don't fling me in de briars." De tar wuz so rank dat de Brer Rabbit sneeze, but he still wuz a shakin' in de knees, an' he keep on a wimplin', "Please, sah, please." "Oh, yes, I'll please," Mr. Fox, he say, "an' I'll please myself dis very day. You mayn't be mine, but I think you is, an' I'm sho' gwine to bait you twill you sizz. I'll kindle the brush heap an' fling you in, an' I'll lay dat'll cook an' crisp yo' skin." Brer Rabbit, he say, "Des fetch on yo' fires, but please don't fling me in de briars." Brer Fox, he study an' rub his chin. He rub it once, an' he rub it again, an' he wunk one eye an' grinned a grin. "I'll hang you high an' maybe higher, an' I'll fling you in de big quagmire." "Do dis as you please," Brer Rabbit cry, "an' I'll ask no reason for which or why. You can drown me deep, you can hang me high, an' I'll not tear one drap from my eye. You can hamstring me wid red-hot wires, but please, oh, please keep me out of de briars." Mr. Fox, he tuck him at his word, an' sont him sailin' like a bird, as if he was feathered instead of furred. Right sprang in de briars, growin' dar, as thick every bit as the thickest har. Brer Rabbit, he holler, "I ain't got a scratch. I was bred and born in de briar patch. You flung me in and lift de latch. Oh, one fine mornin' when day was dawnin', I was bred and born in de briar patch."